Priapus, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. In Greek mythology, Priapus, Latinized as Priapus, was a minor rustic fertility god, protector of livestock, fruit plants, gardens, and male genitalia. His Roman equivalent was Mutinus Mutunus. He was best noted for his huge permanent erection, which gave rise to the medical term priapism. Relationship with other deities. He was considered as the son of Aphrodite by Dionysus, perhaps as the father or son of Hermes, son of Zeus or Pan, depending on the source. According to legend, Hera cursed him with impotence, ugliness, and foul-mindedness while he was still in Aphrodite's womb, in revenge for the hero Paris having temerity to judge Aphrodite more beautiful than Hera. The other gods refused to allow him to live on Mount Olympus and threw him down to earth, leaving him on a hillside. He was eventually found by shepherds and was brought up by them. Priapus joined Pan and the Satyrs as a spirit of fertility and growth, though he was perennially frustrated by his impotence. In a ribald anecdote told by Ovid, he attempted to rape the nymph Lotus, but was thwarted by an ass, whose brain caused him to lose his erection at the critical moment and woke Lotus. He pursued the nymph until the gods took pity on her and turned her into a lotus plant. The episode gave him a lasting hatred of asses and a willingness to see them destroyed in his honor. The emblem of his lustful nature was his permanent erection and his giant penis. Worship and attributes. The first extant mention of Priapus is in the eponymous comedy Priapus, originally worshipped by Greek colonists in Lampsacus in Asia Minor. The cult of Priapus spread to mainland Greece and eventually to Italy during the 3rd century BC. Lucian, De Saltatione, tells that in Bithynia, Priapus was accounted as a warlike god, a rustic tutor to the infant Ares, who taught him dancing first and war only afterwards, Carl Carini observed. Arnobius is aware of the importance accorded Priapus in this region near the Hellespont. Also, Pausanias notes, "This god is worshipped where goats and sheep pasture, or there are swarms of bees. But by the people of Lampsacus he is more revered than any other god, being called by them a son of Dionysus and Aphrodite." Outside his home region in Asia Minor, Priapus was regarded as something of a joke by urban dwellers. However, he played a more important role in the countryside, where he was seen as the guardian deity. He was regarded as the patron god of sailors and fishermen and others in need of good luck, and his presence was believed to avert the evil eye. Priapus does not appear to have an organized cult and was mostly worshipped in gardens or homes, though there are attestations of temples dedicated to the god. His sacrificial animal was the ass, reflecting his lustful nature, but agricultural offerings, such as fruit, flowers, vegetables, and fish, were also very common. Long after the fall of Rome and the rise of Christianity, Priapus continued to be invoked as a symbol of health and fertility. The 13th century Lancercost Chronicle, a history of Northern England and Scotland, records a lay Cistercian brother erecting a statue of Priapus in a bid to end an outbreak of cattle disease. In the 1980s, D.F. Cassidy founded the St. Priapus Church as a modern church centered on worship of the phallus. Depictions. Priapus's iconic attribute was his priapism, or permanently erect penis. He probably absorbed some pre-existing ithyphallic deities as his cult developed. He was represented in a variety of ways, most commonly as a misshapen gnome-like figure with an enormous erect phallus. Statues of Priapus were common in ancient Greece and Rome, standing in gardens or at doorways and crossroads. To propitiate Priapus, the traveler would stroke the statue's penis as he passed by. The Athenians often conflated Priapus with Hermes, the god of boundaries, and depicted a hybrid deity with a winged helmet, sandals, and a huge erection. Statues of Priapus were often hung with signs bearing epigrams, collected in Priapia, which threatened sexual assault towards transgressors of the boundaries that he protected.
I warn you, boy, you will be screwed. Girl, you will be fucked. A third penalty awaits the bearded thief. If a woman steals from me, or a man, or a boy, let the first give me her cunt, the second his head, the third his buttocks. My dick will go through the middle of boys and the middle of girls. With bearded men, it will aim only for the top.
Another example comes from the works of Martial.
I am not hewn from fragile elm, nor is my member which stands stiff with a rigid shaft made from just any old wood. It is begotten from everlasting cypress, which fears not the passage of 100 celestial ages, nor the decay of advanced years. For this, evildoer, whoever you are, if your thieving rod harms the smallest shoots of this here vine, like it or not, this cypress rod will penetrate,
i.e. sodomize,
and plant a fig in you.
A number of Roman paintings of Priapus have survived. One of the most famous such images of Priapus is that from the House of the Veti in Pompeii. A fresco depicts the god weighing his phallus against a bag full of money. It appears that his phallus is heavier. In nearby Herculaneum, an excavated snack bar has a painting of Priapus behind the bar, apparently as a good luck symbol for the customers. In literature, main article, Priapia. Priapus gave rise to a genre of poetry collectively termed Priapia. The genre shows how Roman poets in particular invented comic and obscene situations for the deity, giving him more literary prominence than he enjoyed in rites or cult, though masked phallic figures were prominent on many festive occasions, both in Greece and in the wider Roman world. In Ovid's Fasti, the nymph Lotus fell into a drunken slumber at a feast, and Priapus seized this opportunity to advance upon her. With stealth he approached, and just before he could embrace her, Silenus's donkey alerted the party with raucous braying. Lotus awoke and punched Priapus away, but her only true escape was to be transformed into the lotus tree. To punish the donkey for spoiling his opportunity, Priapus bludgeoned it to death with his gargantuan phallus. In later versions of the story, Lotus is replaced with the virginal goddess Hestia. Ovid's anecdote served to explain why donkeys were sacrificed to Priapus in the city of Lampsacus, on the Hellespont, where he was worshipped among the offspring of Hermes. Priapus is mentioned in Geoffrey Chaucer's The Merchant's Tale, part of the Canterbury Tales. During a description of a garden that the protagonist, Januari, creates, Priapus is invoked in his form as god of gardens. Priapus must not suffice, though he be god of gardens to tell, of the beauty of the gardens and the well, that stood under the laurel, always green. Priapus serves to remind the reader, or listening audience, that January's intentions are driven by lust and not love. Patron of Merchant Sailing. Priapus's role as a patron god for the merchant sailors in ancient Greece and Rome is that of the protector and navigational aid. Recent shipwreck evidence contains apotreic items carried on board by mariners in the form of a terracotta phallus, wooden Priapus figure, and bronze sheath from a military ram, coinciding with the use of wooden priapic markers erected in areas of dangerous passage or particular landing areas for sailors. The function of Priapus is much more extensive than previously thought. Although Priapus is commonly associated with the failed attempts of rape against the nymphs Lotus and Vestia in Ovid's comedy Fasti, and the rather flippant treatment of the deity in urban settings, Priapus's protection traits can be traced back to the importance played on the phallus in ancient times, particularly his association with fertility and garden protection. In Greece, the phallus was thought of to have a mind of its own, animal-like, separated from the mind and control of the man. Represented in its erect form, the phallus was present in almost every aspect of daily life, reaffirming the male-dominant state of affairs in its overt presence. The phallus is also associated with possession and territorial demarcation in many cultures, attributing to Priapus's other role as navigational deity. Modern derivations. Medical terminology. The medical condition priapism derives its name from Priapus, alluding to the god's permanently engorged penis. Natural history. The group of worm-like marine burrowing animals known as Priapulidia, literally penis worm, also derives its name from Priapus. Mutinus caninus, a woodland fungus, draws its first name from Priapus's Roman name due to its phallic shape. Popular culture. It has been suggested by some scholars that the modern popular garden gnome is a descendant of Priapus. Due to his large and constantly erect phallus, Priapus is sometimes the subject of jokes. The Marvel comic series Terror, Inc. featured a villain character, Priapus, possibly based on the god. For Wikipedia, I'm Jules Ismail. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.